Hi, dictation for Angela Augston, ANGELA, ALSTON, date of services 11-3-2023, date of accident is 12-1-2022, date of birth is 5-22-1961. Miss Angela Augston is a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 12-1-22 as a resident driver, where she was involved in a frontal collision leading to headaches and TBI symptoms of forgetfulness, disorientation, focus problem, loss of concentration and blurred vision, and also pain syndrome, where she was having pain in the neck, both upper shoulders and trapezius muscles, with radiation to the right upper arm, and involvement of both hands with finger numbness, lower back pain, and both knee pain is reported. Left hip pain was also reported. Patient has had episodes of physical therapy and all. She has a history of apnea, and her procedures were put on hold to make sure she undergoes a sleep study. She reports that her sleep study is going to be on 11-21-2023. Her mood is now much better, on Wellbutrin and Xanax, no more depression, anxiety or panic. Her right shoulder is also improved quite a bit, and the pain is only minuscule, which is like 2 or 3. However, the neck pain and lower back pain is still 10. Headaches are 10. She is trying to take weed on a experimental basis, which is helping her to sleep. However, she could not sleep last night due to nausea and severe headaches. Overall, the pains are between 7 and 9. She has some pain in the right knee, right hip, and right ankle. However, they are getting less. They are reported to be between 6 and 7. ADLs are affected 9. Patient reports 20% improvement on the in the symptoms. Kindly review the chart for ADLs, for system review, for additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. The patient has headaches but no dizziness, mild loss of memory. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 130 over 80, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam should come from the previous visit, which is of 10-5-2023. Dictation number is 1008-030. The musculoskeletal examination is the same. I am going to redictate the extremities examination. The right shoulder examination is as follows. The patient is able to lift her shoulder up to 90 degrees on the left, and on the right 120 degrees. And the pain level is around 6 and 7 in both the shoulders. But in the right shoulder pain is only 2 or 3. Left shoulder is 6 or 7. But she has a good range of motion in the right shoulder, 220 degrees, and in the left shoulder, 90 degrees of abduction. In the left shoulder, Hawken-Kennedy test is positive, along with anterior and posterior apprehension test. But in the right shoulder, all tests are negative, and range of motions are completely normal. No tender points are noticed. Both the hips are examined, ankle and foot is examined, are found to be completely normal with no tenderness, contusion, laceration. In the hips, Patrickson, Trendelberg test are all negative. Ellie test, Thomas test are negative. Motor power normal, no leg length discrepancies. Ankle and foot examination also does not reveal any tender points. In the hand and the wrist is the same exam as same, completely normal. Gait is normal. Diagnoses are the same. Plan of care is to continue all the medications, which are as follows. Patient is provided with the prescriptions for naproxen 500 twice a day for healing, aloe vera 50 mg at night for GAD disorder and sleep, flexible 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Voltaren gel 3% 100 gram for topical pain relief, Wellbutrin is provided for XR 150 for mood and anxiety and depression, Xanax 0.5 mg PRN 30 tablets for anxiety and panic, tramadol, 50 milligram every 12 hour PRN, 60 tablets for pain relief. Physical therapy will continue on the neck and the lower back, left shoulder, and maybe even the knee and the ankle if the pain is there. And 2 times per week with traction massage. She remains off work, and housework replacement services, transportation are checked. Her maps and labs have been reviewed. She's found to be in compliance. Her sleep study will be done on 11/21, and after that we'll resume her injection treatment that was postponed due to the issue of the sleep apnea. Thank you.